Did Wayne talk about when they asked him that he was out mowing grass?
Yep. Got all that.
So you know he lived two houses down from me. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know exactly where that was.
On the corner of Sunnyview and St. Ambrose.
Okay.
And there was a house between us and Drexler's. My mom babysat Doug, Dan, and Dean.
Okay. Wow.
So, you know, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I can remember, I was just a little kid, and they were building the school, and Wayne would take, it seemed like on Sundays, Wayne would take Dad and me and Doug, I think, out.
To the progress.
And we'd see the progress. And I don't know what's weird, but what I remember is going into the gym and there was a dirt floor, which is,
okay,
you know what I mean?
That's the way school started. That floor was not installed, as I understand it. So,
yeah. I also remember going to a game in the...
we're live now. So.
Oh, is this okay?
Yeah.
Going to a game in the... when the high school was the old Epworth Elementary.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And just being a little kid, I remember buying a... They got me a pop with a straw in it, and they took it out of the refrigerator. It was crowded. And
crowded.
And, of course, I think the free throw lines overlapped the middle circle. You probably coached there, did you?
I did not. I came in St. Joe's in 64, so the new gym had already been built. Back the year before... I was at Bellevue Marquette for 1 year.
Oh, okay.
And 63. And so comes November 22nd of 63, and Father Phil Schmidt caught me in the hallway, and he said that JFK had been assassinated.
Oh.
And we were scheduled to play Farley that night at Farley. So we couldn't decide. Begin with, well, are we going to have the game or not? But we wound up having the game. So that was my first experience up in that area.
Yeah.
So, anyway, going back a little bit, Tom, as far as your youth and growing up in Dubuque, and your father and mom, and you had a brother?
John, and his sister Connie.
Okay. And where did you have your early school experience?
Well, the kindergarten was at a public school.
Okay.
Because there wasn't enough classrooms at St. Anthony's, is where I attended elementary school. And we actually went half days because they didn't have enough room.
Right.
So I think I went in the morning and then other kids went in the afternoon. And then when my mom had a miscarriage, they allowed me to go morning and afternoon.
Oh, really?
And that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Because on birthday days, you got two birthday treats, you know.
Okay.
But that's the way it was back then in the 60s.
So you...
baby boomers, I guess, huh?
You went through...
St. Anthony's.
St. Anthony's whole experience up to 8th grade.
Yeah. We actually got to move in the last... 2 weeks of our 8th grade year into the new building.
Okay.
But I think it was mostly so that we would move the chairs.
Okay. So then, what year was that? That was...
67, I graduated from 8th grade.
Okay, so now you're moving on to Waller.
Yep.
And how about some memories of that experience?
Waller?
Yeah.
Well, it was a... big school. I just saw it the other day. We had over 535 in a class. I don't know if they even got that many now, but...
Oh, a total.
We had 535. Throughout that process, St. Comkill's had ninth grade at the time. And when we were sophomores, that school closed. The ninth grade section, they came over. And then the Visitation Academy closed. And those students came over.
Okay.
And so we kind of were joining. And then Hempstead opened up.
Right, at that time.
So all that happened in my high school career. And
okay. So 67, 68? Was your freshman year? Was that?
Yes, 67, 68. So yeah. I was just a little guy, about 90 pounds.
Did they try to stuff you in a locker at all?
No. Back then, the thing was your shirts had a little loop on the back.
Okay.
And the upperclassmen would rip that loop off your shirt. And, of course, our goal was to not get your loop picked off, you know.
Okay.
So it was pretty good. I was lucky to have some great teachers, Bernie O'Connor and Frank Delaney.
Fingers Delaney.
Yeah, Coach Schlegel, of course, who I was taught me a lot about discipline and working hard.
Okay. Other teachers, remember? Or?
Other teachers. Well, there was a lot of them. Frank Delaney, I just always admired. Coach Schlegel, Bernie O'Connor, Bob Varley, Gene Parati.
Oh, yeah, Gene. You know,
all guys who who were classy and understood the big picture. I was in the band, so I had John Orley, who went over to Hempstead when they opened up, and
okay.
Ed Poynar, Gary. I was my band director.
What did you? What
Jim Shuston.
Was that right, Jim?
Was it Jim? Yeah.
Or Jim was would have been his dad.
Yeah, Jim's dad.
Somewhere here.
We called him Milky.
Anyway, how about
Bill Shuston?
Bill Shuston. Yeah. You got involved with the wrestling program.
Yep, I went out for ninth grade football. That didn't go so well.
So that was your first experience in organized stuff, or did St. Anthony's have?
St. Anthony's had their own football team.
Okay.
That's every parish had their own football team. They had their own wrestling team. My dad helped start the Waller youth program.
Okay.
But every school had their own team, which was pretty unique that they could do that. And now they've all consolidated, but. Yeah, you had a little more pride with your. In fact, sometimes the grade school reunions are bigger than the high school.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I played ninth grade football. I got into one game for maybe one play, two plays, and then another game, 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes. And
what position did you play?
That was my entire ninth grade football career. Not much game time.
Linebacker.
Running back.
Okay.
And safety. But what I learned from that was, when I got freshman football, was to make sure every kid got some opportunity to participate, and we also started the B games.
Okay.
You know, we're kids who maybe, ninth grade is a growing level, and so those kids who weren't quite there, who could be as a senior, outstanding. So that's one of the reasons we got the B games going for freshmen.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of kids out, and they just got to get that opportunity to participate.
Right.
And you never know who's going to be the senior star.
So many examples of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was important.
So then you get in there with the wrestling season.
Yep. Had a good career in wrestling, I guess.
Okay. So you...
Sophomore year, I kind of got started and had, some success, and lost maybe 5. Junior is undefeated, and got the Hong Kong flu right before sectionals. And I wasn't able to get out of bed.
Wow.
So I couldn't compete, And agree,
Well,
so that makes you tougher, either say okay or whatever.
Those years, maybe not as many meets as there are now. Is that true?
Right. That junior year, I was 17-0-1, so we had 18 meets going into the state tournament. Or not even 18 meets. There was a couple tournaments in there.
Yeah.
Now today, those kids might have it before Christmas.
And that skewed the records,
Oh, absolutely.
Over the years, where it didn't mean as much as the...
Well, any sport. I'm sure basketball has more games today. Football has more games.
Yeah.
You know, they got playoff games now that they never had back then.
I'm on the... I've been, last couple years, I've been on the Loras Hall of Fame committee, selection committee. And I had the experience of you know, going... It's hard to go back a long ways to select people. You know, the West Dubuque back to the 60s, well, Loras goes back forever. And trying to get records to mean much as it does now, it's hard to make presentations for people.
And we got so many multi-athlete sports people today, but back then there was only a few sports to go out for.
Right, yeah.
And to be honest with you, a lot of our kids were farming back then, which is not true today.
Exactly.
And they could only do the winter sport or...
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it was to keep the family farm going. You know that.
So now you're going into your senior year, so do a little background on that.
Well, my senior year, you know, you got your goals like any athlete, and want to be a state champ, and I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. I had great support from my family, and because you were cutting weight, you know, back then you lost a lot of weight. That's just the way it was. And, so I started off getting my weight down. Started at 5 and got down to 98. That year was the year they went from 95 to 98. They changed the weight class.
Okay.
So if they hadn't done that, I probably wouldn't have been able to wrestle that weight. But okay. I had a good, you know, good yeah. season, good career, and going to the state tournament was a big deal.
Yeah.
There was none of this rankings or you didn't even know who you were going to wrestle.
Wow.
Because the newspaper, you know, it's just totally different now with social media.
How many preliminary matches did you have prior to going to the state meet? Do you remember?
You mean like sectionals?
Yeah.
Yeah, sectionals that year were at Hempstead, which was brand new. And I don't know. That was a 4-team tournament.
Okay.
So you had to be first or second there. Then you went to districts. And back then, only 8 went to state.
Okay.
So even my sophomore year, you know, you probably would have went to state. But it's back to, oh, this guy's a 4-time state qualifier.
Yeah.
Well, back then, you had half as many going to state. So, and when you got there, if you lost the first round, you were done.
Jeez, wow.
So, you know, you'd go through all that to get to state. First round, you were done. So, I went into overtime with Mike Land, who went on to be a national All-American at Iowa State. And then in the finals, beat Larry Dawson, who just settled a lawsuit with the state of Iowa for millions of dollars.
Really?
Yeah, don't put that in there.
Okay.
He won the lottery.
Oh, okay.
But the week before, the guy fixed it. And so he sued for the money he should have got from that, which is true.
Yeah.
So they always tell me I should say, hey, for $1 million, you could say. Because he ran into me one time. He worked for one of my college teammates, and he passed away, and Larry was there, and he said, I got screwed. The ref screwed me. Oh. Okay, thanks. Good seeing you after 37 years.
you won the state championship, and then you had some possibilities for college then to...
Yeah. By the way, the state tournament that year was at Iowa State.
Okay.
It had always been at Waterloo, and I think it was Bernie Sagas said, hey, this is terrible facilities. And they moved it to Vets.
You mean, you're saying Iowa State, you said?
The state tournament, yeah. They moved it from Waterloo to Vets, but Vets was booked the next year.
Oh, I see.
Our senior year, so we went to Iowa State for the tournament in the old armory.
Yep.
And then they moved it back to Vets where it was until it went to Wells Fargo.
Okay.
That was kind of interesting. And they actually filmed it for the first time.
Okay, so you got a copy of that, or?
No.
Okay.
I wish. I've never seen myself wrestling. You know, they didn't have all these cameras, and we're talking old school here.
I know. So, okay.
And I went to Northwest Missouri.
What was, how did that work out as far as deciding on Northwest Missouri?
Well, there was a lot of, you know, interest, of course, but Northwest was Division II, and that's where my high school coach, Coach Schlegel, went.
Okay.
And so he said, let's go down and see what they got. And they needed to let some lightweights, so they offered some money, which was $200 or something.
Okay.
But it didn't cost that much to go there, obviously. But, you know, they only got, Division II only got two wrestling scholarships, so they split them up.
Okay.
Among the people. And technically, I qualified for nationals, but we could never go because they were too far away. School wouldn't, you know, like today they all go.
Yeah.
But we did go 1 year to South Dakota. And my senior year, I got hurt at over Christmas at practice. Blew my knee out, and so I couldn't finish my senior year.
What weights did you wrestle at?
118.
All the way through?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, did you have some thoughts in regard to what your majors were, what you're going to do with college-wise then?
Yeah, I got a physical education major with health endorsement and biology minor. Because I thought I would teach school and be a wrestling coach, head coach. I wanted to be a head coach. And then after I thought I couldn't wrestle anymore with the kids, you know,
yeah.
I wanted to go to physical, which would be 3-4 years, and then I would go to physical therapy school.
Okay.
So Father McLean at Mason City Newman offered me a job, as did West Dubuque. And I turned West Dubuque down and went to Mason City Newman for a year as a head wrestling coach and biology teacher. And which was, met some great people there and still friends today, like Jim Jarko and, you know.
Jim Jarko, he went to Illinois Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
I coached against one of the Farley. Against that team.
Were they good?
Team. Oh, man.
And I really enjoyed that, but I ran into Tom Kilberg at the state tournament. He said, well, we're looking again. And I said, well, okay. You know, and Wayne called again. Wayne called me both times. And so I had 1 year at Newman, and I just don't think it's a really smart idea to be a head coach right out of college. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
From learning the ropes to how to handle parents.
A lot of different facets. You have some experience.
That you know, I had never even been in a seating meeting. My first seating meeting, I went in. The coaches there, I'll never forget it. They were like licking their chops. It was like,
here's a rookie.
This guy we're going to kill. And I remember Coach Ripley from Riceville at the time. He stuck up for me and said, you can't. You know what I mean? He knew what was going on. And of course, I'm sure it was trying to take some advantage of his guys too, but I'll never forget that. He kind of stood up. So then I came to West Dubuque and thought, well, I'll be an assistant coach for a while and then find something else, you know. But
okay.
Fell in love with the place.
So did you start out teaching up at the Annex?
Yeah, my first year was at the Annex. Well, first couple of years were at the Annex. All the ninth grade was up there, and that was really fun. I mean, I think it gave the ninth grade kids a chance to grow up. Things are different today, but, you know, identity-wise, it's high school. I think they're a lot closer. But back then, you know, there was definitely some divisions, and the ninth grade got a great opportunity up there.
You had some great colleagues up there that you worked with.
Yeah.
How about some of those people?
Well, Tom Beardy, of course, and Ron Dankert, and Linda Olson was next to me. She thought my classes were too loud. Jane Deneve. Who else went up there? Well, Chuck Bailey,
okay.
Finley, George Maurer,
yep.
And Brian Hyduck was the principal, yep. Who did an excellent job, great job.
Yep.
Jackie Wilmbring was the secretary. And of course, Ray Elliott was the custodian.
Okay.
And I'll never forget the time we had to meet at the high school sometimes before school started, and Buckman would release us,
yeah.
And we'd get to school on time before the kids. But one time there was a meeting that went extra long.
Okay.
And we were probably 15 minutes late from the start of school.
Wow.
Because it took us that long to get there. And I walked in and there was Ray Elliott with the broom handle standing at the front door. And every kid was in the classroom, and you couldn't hear a peep in that school.
That's awesome.
I will never forget that. And he had a lot of pride in the school and making sure things were done right. And that was...
It was...
But everybody wanted... you know, if they were teaching at the high school, they wanted fourth period at the annex because the kids left 10 minutes early for lunch. Came 10 minutes late, so you almost had a full hour lunch break there, which would be unbelievable today.
See, I started that at Petersville as the shared time program.
Gordon Camp.
When I got started, that's what I did. Well, we took the kids to the junior high from Beckman, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. There was no noon hour supervision, those teachers. And we went to Xavier's lunch program. They treated us like I've never had food like that in my life, but yeah, that was something then. Dank, I interviewed him, and he told me about the day that he was teaching phys ed in girls' class, and